Welcome to Shuffling Deadcast, the ShufflingDead.com podcast. I'm your host, Noobs, editor-in-chief of ShufflingDead.com. Joining me, as always, is Shuffling Deadcast co-host, Celsi.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, last week, we ended the show with basically a plea to any theoretical listeners we might have, begging them to let us know if they were actually listening.
Any kind of feedback.
We just said, send us an email, just like some basic indication that you had actually heard us speaking in this podcast.
And amazingly enough, we actually got an email.
We got a deluge of feedback from our from our one fan.
Nessie, as I like to affectionately call him.
Him or her.
Him or her.
So, look, if you don't give us a name, we're going to just kind of make it up based on your email address, right. I think. So we're going to call this person Ness.
Nessie.
Or Nessie, whatever you
Maybe
want.
Maybe Scottish. Or her.
No, Ness is a reference to Earthbound.
Well, Nessie is a reference to the Loch Ness Monster.
Well, there's no
which
why.
Which is way cooler than Earthbound.
Oh, that's up for debate.
So, do you want me to read the email he sent us?
Go ahead, Celsi. You be Nessie.
All right, here goes. Subject, podcasts. Did anyone tell you people how you're all smug bastards and Mario fanboys? How would you know if playable Sonic in Mario Galaxy 2 would ruin it? Especially when the rumor hasn't even been confirmed to be true or not. Also, I don't think you realized that the Super Guide is optional. You people are idiots. Get the fuck out of the game industry. It's already in bad enough shape without you.
It's also taking a little pity on Nessie and fixing up the grammar there. But that's pretty much what he or she had to say. So,
first of all, I'm not a Mario fanboy.
No, and neither is Weskimo.
That's just you.
It might just be a little bit.
It spreads out so much that we all get blamed for it.
Yeah, you know, the first thing that I really dislike about this email is
by the way. First of all, we like the email. Thank you for the email.
Yeah, we really appreciate
it. But anyway, what were you saying?
And I just want to say that we really encourage people to send in comments, questions, feedback.
Even if it's
hosts at shufflingdead.com, HOSTS. We're going to have a, listener feedback, hopefully every show.
Right.
So send those things in, even if they're just questions. About us or about the news or anything.
Just like, I like your show or I don't like... It doesn't have to be a paragraph even, just a sentence.
Yeah, or a couple characters.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
So, let's get in depth with this email.
Alright. How are you feeling?
So, first of all, I dislike that Ness is lumping the three of us in together.
Uh-huh.
Because I might be a smug bastard and a Mario fanboy.
I might be a little bit of smug bastards.
But you and Weskimo didn't really appear so awful.
We might have made fun of Sonic a bit.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, you gotta be willing to take a joke.
That's true.
I mean, you gotta admit, Sonic's a pretty goofy character. And, like, let us have some fun. I mean, I don't... If you want my honest opinion, no, I don't think Sonic is going to ruin Galaxy 2. But, you know, it's an opportunity to have a little laugh at Sonic's expense. Because, let's face it, Sonic hasn't been in very many good games lately.
And if you want my honest opinion, I think Sonic is a way better mascot than stupid Mario, who's like this 50-year-old plumber.
Well, that is a
serious
debate.
How it played out turned out.
How can you say
Sonic.
That?
It's kind of stupid.
No, look. Mario...
I know.
Mario is an everyman.
Appeal.
Whereas Sonic is so blatantly early 90s.
I love it.
Like, obviously
it's
designed...
Back. Did you see MGMT or whatever that band is? They were inspired by Sonic and something else for their album cover. And it was retro 90s feel to it. That's what's going to be, you know, maybe coming back.
A little 90s nostalgia, you think?
Maybe.
But, you know...
It'll be classic.
See, this is my thing. Sonic is so distinctly 90s. Whereas Mario is universal. Mario
lame.
Is timeless.
I'm sorry. I'm just trolling you now.
So, look.
Maybe it's the overalls. Maybe it's the mustache.
You don't like mustaches?
I don't know, I'm just saying.
Well, in any case, I think that this person is taking us a little too seriously. Like, you gotta understand...
Wait, I mean, we're having he some does fun. Have a point there that Sonic might be a really good addition to Mario Galaxy 2. It might fit the whole theme of, you know, shooting from star to star and...
Look, I mean, that very may well be the case.
If it's even in there.
You gotta understand that we were just having a little laugh.
I think you're taking him too serious.
We were having
a
little laugh.
He was
just
having a little laugh at us.
He doesn't sound like he's laughing. He says we're idiots, and he tells us to get the fuck out of the game industry, which, I mean, are you excited to be in the game industry?
Someone said something about the game industry on your YouTube channel, too, and I'm like, why are they talking about game industry? We're just, we're spectators, we're not actually in it.
Mysteriously similar to a comment that we got on the YouTube channel, where I think we were also called smug bastards there.
That would be awesome, because that means he's interacting with you in so many ways.
Well,
and the other thing about the Super Guide is hilarious, because would you say after failing so many times on that one level, the one with the lava and stuff, that,
right.
that Super Guide was optional, or were you just like, God damn it, I'm going to finish?
You know...
Because you thought about doing it. Look, I think I pressured you into it.
Weskimo was critical of the Super Guide. I don't agree with him.
Right.
But, I mean, that's one person's opinion, that he doesn't like the Super Guide. Don't attack all of us for one of our opinions. Like, at least single that person out.
That's right. Weskimo, you're an idiot. Get the fuck out of the game. you let him know.
You and I, though, we're allowed to stay.
We're just a little smug. And you are a fanboy.
Well, I feel better about this already.
That's good. Again, so, we appreciate it so much.
We really...
That you actually replied.
We really thank Ness for the feedback, and as we say, hosts@shufflingdead.com, send us your emails, questions, feedback, whatever.
Flames. We can take it.
We will cover it on the show.
That's right.
Look, if I were to promise that we were going to respond to every piece of feedback we receive, maybe we could keep that promise for a while, but eventually...
We're going to be so huge.
We won't be able to do it anymore.
So but, get it in while you have a chance.
But for now, I can guarantee you we will talk about you on the show if you give us some feedback.
Won't that be fun? You could be so famous.
That's right.
One day we should set up voicemail and we can actually have your voice on it, but we're not smart enough to do that yet.
All right, let's go ahead and get into the news, as always.
Bum, bum, bum.
Salsi, tell me about this first story.
Proudly Canadian story here. Ontario health officials thought it would be a cool idea to get in touch with younger, potentially sexually active young kids by making a flash game. And they happen to make, like, the most horrendous thing that I could ever imagine. So, basically, you play as a superhero, and you just answer these trivia. And if you get a question wrong, the evil guy, Sperminator?
A Sperminator, that's right.
He, like, ejaculates on you with his penis arms.
Yeah, Sperminator, he has a huge, rippling arm. It's like a giant muscled arm, except it's a penis.
Yeah.
And when he ejaculates on you, he fires a single sperm.
A huge
penis. Like the size
of
your
head. It's obviously gonna, like, pregnant you. They should have called him the pregnator or something.
And these sperm have jagged, angry teeth. Like, basically, this is the worst bukkake you can imagine.
Yeah. And if you get it wrong... You, like, get a magic shield, and, like, he comes on himself.
No, that's when you get it right.
Oh, sorry, yeah, when you get it right.
That you deflect the sperm back at him, and then he ejaculates on himself.
And you can be one of four playable characters, and you can be a girl or a boy. So the boys, I mean, tell us what these characters are. The boys, there's a condom and a...
Captain Condom. He wears a condom on his head. Another guy named Willie the Kid, who believes size doesn't matter, with a virgin named Wonder Vag.
Blonde and blue eyes.
Yeah, she's quite attractive. And another sexually active gal named Power Pap.
Who's this, like, dirty Asian whore with chopsticks.
Oh my god!
Chopsticks in her hair.
This is the most racist podcast ever.
These are stereotypical things.
Yeah, you know... you bring up
maybe
a good point.
Maybe she's Latino or something, and just like
she has chopsticks in her hair.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think she's Asian. You know what though? How would you feel if your name was Power Pap? That's not a complimentary name.
Especially when it's like you were Wonder Veg and you're virgin. It's like
yeah.
Who's the good one? Know? Damn it!
How does she know her vag is so wonderful? Well, look, of the four, I think I'd have to be Captain Condom. He's the least embarrassing.
I was Power Pap when I played it.
Truthfully, so was I, because I love chicks who put out. Anyways, it's called Adventures in Sex City, and the four characters are the Sex Squad. And the kind of the school or the district that put this out was Middlesex, London, in Ontario.
And you know, the condom guy, his hat is vaguely reminiscent of Ragnarok Online, the little pouring hats, if you ever played Ragnarok Online.
No idea what you're talking about.
He had these cute little pouring hats that basically look like condom hats, so.
You're a big fan of Ragnarok.
I sure am.
Alright, let's,
Speaking of Ragnarok, it was just put out for DS in English this year, or just yesterday, I believe. Or the day before, maybe.
You're pretty excited
after
about that, are you?
Of being just in Japanese or Korean, so. Good. Go check that out.
Speaking of video games, we've got our next story here. It's the January NPD sales results. So these are sales for United States. And once again, Nintendo dominates. Should I read out all these numbers?
Go ahead. Give us the important points.
Oh, I'll go quick. We sold 465,800 units. DS sold 422,200 units, and those were the big ones. After that, 360 sold 332,800 units, PS3 276,900 units, PS2 41,600 units, and PSP 100,100 units. So the Nintendo side of things are the majority. It takes all of Nintendo's competition from Microsoft and Sony to even get close.
Speaking of Nintendo, interesting article. You know how they're having that conference on
the 24th?
IGN just had a little article about the DS potentially getting like a new version of the DS,
that's
whatever
right.
That would be.
That's right.
Even though they just came out with the XL.
Well, the DSi LL just came out in Japan, and the XL, which is the same thing except for the West, it's not even out yet.
I thought it was.
It's not out yet. And
anyway,
a lot of the speculation about this thing that's happening on the 24th is that that's what it's going to be. But, of course, we have no idea. We speculated earlier, maybe Pikmin 3,
right.
Metroid Other M, Super Mario Galaxy 2, maybe with Sonic in it.
Something new with the Wii hardware.
Maybe. Well, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. But for now, Nintendo's still destroying the competition when it comes to hardware, so I don't know if it's really time for them to release anything new yet. Do you have a reaction to these sales numbers?
I sure don't. You post them every month so loyally.
You know, honestly, it's my favorite update to do. It's kind of like an ongoing series. I do a predictions for the next month. It's really fun. Speaking of which,
yeah, what are
let's
your
do predictions.
For February.
Well, month. So, okay, let's do my predictions from the month.
All right.
So, I had said, I made one safe and one wild prediction. The first prediction, Nintendo would dominate the competition in January.
That was obvious. Yeah.
I should just say that every month. And my second prediction was that No More Heroes 2 would be a giant sneaker hit and sneak into the top 10 software list. But it only sold about 30,000 units and would have needed more like 140,000 units to even be 10th. So, I was definitely wrong on that. But, on the bright side, New Super Mario Bros. Wii still came in first in software, selling 656,700 units. So, like I said in the article, it made a mockery of the haters. So, suck on it, Mario is awesome. My predictions for February are as follows. Nintendo dominates, of course.
Pretty safe.
Wii surges ahead thanks to resupply. Wii numbers were a little low in January. It was a little scarce in January because they sold so much in December. But I think they'll get resupplied. And I said No More Heroes 2 will ramp up. And you know, I know it was only out for a week in January, so I think February will be a better month. And I'm saying, once again, No More Heroes in the top 10.
Wow, you really have faith.
I actually don't, but I'm just saying that anyways. Because I really wish... It's really just wishful thinking.
So remember that article about the Australian pirate who was the first guy apparently on some, I don't know, Pirate Bay, was it? I can't remember what site they said. That was the first seed who got fined $1.5 million. He's actually said he regrets pirating now.
Right. So this was the Australian guy. He was the first one to put up a pirated copy of New Super Mario Bros. Wii. It turns out he got the game a week early because there was a store that he had gone to that had broken street date on the game. His friends didn't believe him that he had gotten the game early. This is what he says, so he put it up for download. Now, honestly, I think there are much easier ways of proving that you have a copy of a game than...
Making it hard?
Than doing all of this.
He was just helping out his friends on the side. So, he might not want to admit it.
I'm kind of questioning his motives here a little bit. But anyway, he went on to...
Truly a martyr for all those people he downloaded it.
That's right. He went on to Australian TV, and we got some more details about this story. So, funnily enough, the reporter covering the story out of nowhere says that he allowed billions of gamers around the globe to download the game, which is absurd, of course.
Well, of course, if he was the first one torrenting it, he might have only torrented it to, like, four people. But technically, the potential was there. Not him himself, but just starting the chain.
There's not even a billion people who own Wiis. There's no way.
Well, you could download it twice.
I guess. Why?
Because you accidentally deleted it.
A lot of people would be having to download a lot of times to get to a billion.
Well, anyway, I think you're overreacting about the billion.
Nintendo said, they corrected the reporter and said it was about 50,000 downloads of the game had occurred. Now, if you actually go $50 a game times 50,000 copies of the game, that's really $2.5 million that this guy supposedly cost Nintendo. But they only went after it for $1.5 million. But you know what? Don't go thinking that Nintendo was taking pity on this guy.
For sure, no.
Because...
You know they only do it to send a message.
Right, exactly. Because, let's be realistic here, this guy did not cost Nintendo $2.5 or $1.5 million. Most of these people downloading it from him would not have bought the game.
Right.
They would have just waited a week and downloaded it from somebody else.
Or they would have downloaded it, played it for a few days, decided they do want it, and then go buy it.
Right.
A lot of pirates are...
That's right, they would have ended up buying the game.
Conscientious.
So, you know what? Nintendo doesn't offer demos of their games.
Well, they did on WiiWare for...
Very briefly, but they were WiiWare games. They were not
really
full
good
price.
Game, too, that one with the rhythm.
That was a fun game. I have no idea what it was called, though.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
But, look... They don't offer demos of their full price, boxed games, though. Come on, how many people were downloading that game as a means of demoing it before buying?
Like, yeah, me and Nintendo.
I really think Nintendo's being really unfair to this guy. And we talked about this a lot last week, so we don't need to get into it too much. But as we were alluding to earlier, Nintendo's got this what month is it?
February.
It's February, folks. February 24th, they've got this press conference coming up, and everybody's getting crazy hyped about it.
Right.
So we got a little more news about it. Last week, we reported that this magazine, Endgamer, had reported this thing about Sonic being in Mario Galaxy 2. Well, Endgamer's back at it again this week. Here's what they had to say. Someone asked them the question, "Do you know the reason for this big Nintendo event? Is it tied to the new hardware that people have been, you know, talking about? If so, is it worth the wait?" Here's what Endgamer claimed. "Can't say, but it threatens to be better than their last two E3s glued together."
Pretty big statements.
Those are bold words. So I take this two ways. Either they're making fun of Nintendo's last two E3 conferences, which sucked a lot. Especially the one 2 years ago. Or... They're saying, yeah, this is going to be huge. It's going to be bigger than an E3 event. Now, that's a little bit insane. You know what? I'm a big fan of getting hyped over nothing. As a Nintendo fan, I do this pretty much daily. So, hey, I'm excited. Do you want to revise your predictions for the upcoming event?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I think we talked about it enough.
All right, well, here's what I'm saying. Nintendo's okay. Reggie's going to just come out.
Yeah.
And he's going to be like, bitches, suck it. And they're going to announce Star Fox, Wave Race, F-Zero, Pikmin, Zelda. They're going to show Metroid and Mario. They're,
an HD console.
Sonic the Hedgehog is going to walk out, and Reggie's going to put his dick in Sonic's mouth. And then Sony will just like, they'll hold an emergency conference afterwards, and they'll just be like, we surrender. That's how big this is going to be. I am hyped.
It's gonna be awesome. Well, I hope all your dreams come true.
Awesome.
Although I somehow doubt they will.
Oh, it was Valentine's Day this week.
That's right. It was Sunday. Last Sunday was Valentine's Day.
So, we had a nice little Valentine's Day story for the kids out there. Very romantic. Tell me about this one.
I can't remember. How did he contact her?
He just did YouTube videos.
So, the 17-year-old kid was on YouTube, and he makes this video asking a Mac the model to come to his, like, Valentine's Day dance.
It's his grad dance.
Oh, it was grad dance. Yeah. Prom. Right, because prom is huge in the States.
Or is prom not grad?
I think it's something else, because I think even if you're not graduating, you still go to prom. It's just not your prom.
Well, it's like
prom.
Senior prom and junior prom.
Yeah,
senior prom
idea.
Must be grad.
Why do the States do this?
I don't know what prom is. But in any case, it's a big school dance.
Yeah, and she actually came.
Well, it hasn't happened yet.
What's this picture?
I think that's a photo. It doesn't look like a Photoshop. It looks like they're together there. But maybe that's not at grad. Maybe that's like a different event where maybe he met her. Because the thing is, she's not just a Maxim model. She's also a UFC octagon girl.
What the hell's the UFC?
Her name, it's Ultimate Fighting.
What's an octagon girl?
So, maybe you're familiar with, like, boxing matches where each round a hot girl walks across and holds the card for, like, round eight.
A true role model.
And it's the same with the Ultimate Fighting. They have hot girls walking around saying, round nine, and all this kind of stuff.
Thrilling.
Her name is Ariane Celeste. Now, what kind of name is Ariane?
Don't be a jerk, I'm sure. She picked it out because...
Oh, you're saying it's not her real name?
You know.
She's pretty hot, though. And this guy, he made some really crazy videos of himself dancing. He met up with some actual UFC fighters and got them to kind of promote him. And eventually Celeste got into contact with him, and now they're going to prom together.
How romantic.
So have a nice Valentine's Day, everybody. I hope that story warmed your heart. All right, next story. This is
a really great story.
This is the story of the week. Everybody's talking about this. It's all over the news.
And a great picture, too. I mean,
Silent Bob, Kevin Smith, kicked off a Southwest Airlines flight after he had already been seated.
Because he was too fat.
Apparently.
Even though apparently his armrest was down and he was in the
seat. He was already seated. And, funnily enough, as he was getting kicked off, he saw another dude on the plane fatter than him who wasn't getting kicked off.
Well, and the funny thing is, normally when he goes flying, he buys two tickets.
Right, because they say
he only got one ticket this time because he was on standby.
Right.
So apparently the issue was that he was on standby and they didn't know or whatever, so maybe that other guy, he was already taken care of.
Yeah.
So then did you see Southwest replied, like, twice?
Yeah,
on Twitter or something.
Well, here's Kevin Smith, as this whole thing was going down, was just Twittering like crazy.
Yeah.
Twitter has really changed our lives.
Oh, this is pretty long for Twitter.
It
was a series of tweets.
It was a series of twatters, and I kind of compiled them into a more readable format. So, I don't know if we need to read this whole thing.
Pretty not. Basically, he was like, fuck you, Southwest, blah, 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 I'm angry.
Yeah, he was really not happy. And because he's Kevin Smith, because he has this audience,
he's pretty embarrassing for him.
He's garnered a lot of attention, and Southwest is apologizing.
They explain their policy and why it was sort of a weird one-time thing, but...
Yeah, this is a big PR nightmare for Southwest.
It really is. Although it's funny they replied on Twitter, too. So, I mean, go them for being hip and cool and not sending them, like, a...
Snail mail?
A written statement.
Well, that might be a little more sincere, but...
No way!
Gotta
fight fire with fire.
It's just spectacular all around, this story. So funny. Kevin Smith is such a great guy.
Yeah, and he actually he posted a picture of him on the airplane. Yeah, which is just spectacular.
With him, like, bulging his cheeks out so he looks really fat. It's really funny. So this is a great question where we can talk about how we feel about this. Is this an example of discriminating against fat people? Was this fair of them to kick him off the plane?
You know what? I read all the Southwest replies, but now, of course, I've forgotten them all. It seemed like normally it wouldn't be a problem, although I wonder why he normally buys two tickets if he's...
Right, well, they do recommend for their fatter passengers two tickets because they want the people sitting next to the fat person
to have enough
space themselves. Because even if you could technically fit in
one seat... But you know what? I've flown on a lot of planes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of skinny people, they take up more than they should.
Yeah.
And they don't share the armrest, and they're, like, sleeping, or the kid behind you is kicking. So, I mean, I think it's a little unfair how they treat.
Yeah. I think if you genuinely need two seats to fit, fine. Then, yeah. Buy two seats. But the fact is, he fit in his seat. He had his armrest down. It was not a safety concern. So, you know what? They should have left him alone.
They should have.
In terms of the broader societal issue of fat discrimination, do you have an opinion? Do you feel like fatties, like, are being discriminated against? Or is it right?
I think they put up with a lot of shit. And, like, when you go to peopleofwalmart.com and stuff, like, if you subscribe to their RSS or something, a lot of those things are just, like, hating on fat people.
Right.
So, you know what? I feel bad for people. Like, they're getting made fun sorely on the fact that they're overweight.
Yeah.
What do you
feel? People can be cruel.
They really can be. It's kind of unfair and unjust.
I mean, the thing about, like, people at Walmart is not only are those people just fat, it's usually that they're wearing some pretty unflattering clothes.
Well, that's true.
So, you know what? If you're fat, I mean, recognize the fact that you're fat.
Sometimes they're just, like, wearing pajamas.
And wear a freaking muumuu or something.
But here's the thing.
So I don't have to look at your giant ass crack.
If someone's, like, just fat and in pajamas,
mm-hmm.
It's one thing, like, if there's a normal person in pajamas, you take a picture and you'd be like, haha, what trash.
Right.
But it's just, like, that much funnier if the person's overweight. You're like, ha ha, fat person in pajamas. And, like, people laugh at it at work. And some of them are a little chubby. I'm like,
uh-oh.
That's not very nice. Why are you laughing at these other people?
Yeah. I think people are a little unnecessarily mean to the fatties. But at the same time...
As you call them the fatties.
Be aware of yourself and... And try to wear clothes that are a little more...
You know what? I think wear whatever makes you feel good and screw all the other haters.
Let's
be confident.
let's move on. This is spectacular.
This one, it's close to my heart because I have a friend who could potentially be arrested for all the things she gets.
Well, we live in Canada, so it's a little different, though.
Yeah, but customs still culture. So here's the story. A manga collector was importing, like, a bunch of Japanese, I'd assume.
Of course.
It could be Korean or...
No, it's Japanese.
But a lot of it's... There's a lot of, like, Taiwanese.
Well, they specifically say it was from Japan in this story.
Well, anyway.
He was importing manga. And it's manga, not manga. Don't say manga. It's manga.
So, this manga collector called Christopher Hanley was sentenced last Thursday to 6 months of jail time because he had imported some manga that had representations of child sex and bestiality.
Story really infuriates me. Because this guy's not hurting anyone. Like, I mean, he ordered this stuff. He might have just ordered it for the sake of collecting
it. That's true.
He might not even be into kids.
And sometimes you're not aware what you're buying is X-rated, although, I mean, that's kind of a hard thing to call it.
I saw the list of titles. It seemed to me fairly obvious that they were going to have some pervy stuff in there. But, fuck. Look, he's not hurting anyone. And it seems to me that inhibiting people from producing and purchasing these kinds of materials is an attack on freedom of expression.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, if there are legitimate pedophiles out there buying this stuff, great, because that way they're jerking off to something that kids aren't getting hurt by.
See, I disagree. I think bestiality, fine.
Of course, that's
fine. Let it happen. Let it, like, whatever. But I think child sex is a lot more of a serious problem. Drawings of pictures leads to, like, just surfing around for the internet for pictures.
No.
I'm doing a little bit of a
You're doing,
slippery slope
don't
argument
Don't do that
here.
Slippery slope stuff.
But, you know, I think it's serious, and I think, you know, kids need to be protected, and I think... No, I'm not sure I agree how much, like, someone should be punished for it, but I don't think people should be drawing it, or... Because, you know, I've seen some of this stuff. A lot of it's pretty sick.
Don't bring your personal morality into the world here.
No, I have
here.
To. I got
The
it.
Truth is that this is a victimless crime. It's only in existence because these jerk-off politicians are like, we gotta be tough on crime. We gotta be
tough on child
molesters.
Child pornography is pretty serious.
Well, look, real child pornography is an issue because in that case, there are actual children being harmed
in
its production. But... this is just drawings. No one's getting hurt. And...
I still think.
It's just way too crazy. This is nuts. And your slippery slope argument is 100% bullshit. You have no evidence that one leads to the other.
No, I'm just saying if you're comfortable looking at pictures of kids, you might be comfortable looking at images of kids. Like, not actually doing anything to kids. But, you know, you can see how it goes hand in hand.
No, I can't. That's so typical of the
You're
moralizing, slippery slope jerks who claim that it's like saying that gay marriage will lead to interspecies marriage.
That's stupid.
They're equally stupid arguments.
No. Well, they might be, but I'm just saying I agree with this law.
Do you feel that this guy deserved to go to jail for 6 months?
No, I'm not sure. Like, maybe they could have just been like, we're going to take this and I'll let you have it.
Yeah, you know, put him under house arrest or something. Like, 6 months in jail.
So here's my funny story.
Okay, go ahead.
My friend, she always orders a bunch of manga off Amazon.co.jp or whatever. Or wherever she can find it. Sometimes she gets mangas that's got adult content in it.
By accident.
A lot of them are, there's a warning on it. Like, I don't remember what signal or symbol it is, an M or something. Some of it doesn't have it. And sometimes customs goes through it. And, like, one, there was this Naruto. It was just, like, a fan one. And there was, like, a little bit of child pornography or something going on.
So it was an underage character.
We were both quite shocked.
Underage character.
Quite a few. It was mostly, like, 80% sex.
How old were the characters?
And I know customs went through it. I don't know, whatever, not. So like, 12 to 16.
So, you know, like, in Canada, I think we have protections where we actually are allowed access to representations.
Drawings, yeah.
Right, like drawings. Because, I mean, this brings up the classic argument of art versus pornography as well. And the truth is that simple pictures of naked children, it's very easily and legitimately art.
Right.
As well.
Oh, of course.
So...
But, I mean, sometimes it's pretty clear. It's not
sometimes
art.
Sometimes it's just wank material.
Right.
But I don't know if you can truly draw a strict line there. This is a huge topic, of course.
I can tell your blood's boiling.
I'm a little bit worked up about this one, so maybe let's move on.
All right.
Here's another Japan story. This'll make you feel better.
Another Valentine's Day story. You really got in the mood
I'm an old softie and quite the romantic. So if the last story made you feel kind of dirty about Japan, well, this story will make you feel 100% better. If you haven't heard of this, there's a game in Japan that's taking the country by storm. It's called Love Plus. And it's a DS game. It's a dating sim where you... pick one of four girls to date, and you have a relationship with her, and it's all through the DS. Anyway, Konami, I believe, who made the game, teamed up with Pocky. Mm-hmm. I'm sure everyone's familiar with Pocky. That's a Japanese candy. It's like
pretzels and
chocolate pretzel sticks, basically. They teamed up for Valentine's Day, and they had these attractive young ladies in schoolgirl outfits handing out boxes of Pocky along with Love Plus augmented reality cards, which, when you hold them up to your webcam and show the video on your computer screen, it'll show the character on the computer screen as though she's on the card in your room with you. So they're out on the streets of Tokyo handing these out.
How romantic.
Very romantic. And,
you know, if it works out, you can marry the girl.
There was a fellow named Sal9000, probably not his real name, who famously married his Love Plus girlfriend, Nini Angasaki or something like that.
I have no idea.
Well, whatever, they got married. And, you know, he's not actually in this story at all, but I had to throw a shout out to him.
Hope you're not divorced yet.
Hope he had a good Valentine's Day with his lovely
Maybe
wife.
Maybe he's starting to regret the one he picked.
And, yeah, well, he can always start over. He can always cheat on his girlfriend with...
Oh. Maybe he get a divorce.
She'll never know. This guy could be the Tiger Woods of digital dating. So, have you ever heard of the Pocky game, Celsi?
No, it's the Pocky game.
That's where you each start eating opposite ends of a Pocky stick, and it's like Lady and the Tramp, you end up kissing.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that if you have a Pocky stick and you bite one end, you can use the DS clamshell to bite the other end, and you can play the Pocky game with your Love Plus girlfriend.
You thought you came up with this?
I kind of stole the story from my source. I stole that idea a little bit.
I see.
But, hey, think about it.
Wouldn't you just keep going to sleep?
Oh, that's a good point. And plus, you really screw up your DS.
Look, the truth is... Well, anyway, nice thinking.
My source referenced the Pocky game, but they didn't make the connection of actually playing the Pocky game with your Love Plus girlfriend. That was all me. Just to be clear.
Thanks for pointing it out.
A lot of kind of sexy stories this week.
Dirty.
Let's just say sex sells, or in this case, sex gets me random hits on the internet. if you know what I mean by hits. A little while ago, there was the Golden Globe Awards, and Christina Hendricks, the hot, busty star of Mad Men, she was wearing a pretty, complimentary dress.
Right.
Gown. And she really got the internet's attention.
Right.
Well, as it happens, she's on the cover of New York Magazine, and this just hit the internet, and two new pictures of her surface because of this magazine. And I mean, it's not like she's naked. It's not super exciting.
Right.
But the internet went nuts over this. Boobs. So, yeah. There's not much to say.
There's nothing to say.
It's not like there's an opinion to express here.
I guess it's funny what she said about all the reaction to her being so famous now for her boobs. She said that she thought all the talk about her body is a little embarrassing, in quotes, and that it kind of hurt her feelings at first.
Yeah, well...
Poor thing. She's like, how's my acting, guys? And they're like, nice boobs.
I'm a bad guy in this situation. Right. I have never even watched the show she's in.
Uh-huh.
But she was in Firefly, and she was a good actor in that. So, I appreciate her acting skills, I also appreciate her rack.
That's good.
But, sorry, I don't really have anything else to say.
Oh. Here's my favorite story of this week.
Man, this was a good week for stories. Aren't these good stories?
They're fascinating. So, a long, 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 long time ago, there was the boyfriend pillows, and it was just in, like, a shoulder and arm. and it would just be a big pillow, and you could hug it like your boyfriend had his arm around you.
And you could put a strap on it if you wanted to.
You couldn't. There's no face, no nothing. It's just an arm. Now, it's got, like, man pillow 2.0 with a face, a chest, and two arms. It's amazing. But the best part about this new Manlo, as they're referred to, is it's got the face of Edward Cullen, allegedly, on
Robert
it.
Robert Pattinson himself.
Right. Although, it's kind of hard to tell if you're just looking at it, because it looks a little retarded.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's him, so it's marketed it as him.
Well, look, this is not, like, an official Twilight product by any means. This came up on Etsy, which I think is a do-it-yourself craft site where you can sell your work, if I had that right. And somebody put this Robert Pattinson, Edward Cullen Manlo together. It looks terrible, let's be clear.
But I gotta say, the two arms, the face, and the chest is a huge upgrade for the Manlo, and I would look into getting one.
Are you such a fan of Edward Cullen? Oh, maybe a different guy.
I know, yeah, I get someone else's face on there.
Yeah. Maybe that other fellow from New Moon.
Oh, Edward? No. Jacob.
Jacob.
Well, I'd have to do the full torso for Jacob.
Yeah, you need the full body. You know. And it'd have to be made of a harder substance than the soft, squishy
That's
thing.
That's right.
But you know what? I'm seeing plenty of room to Extra strap stuff. Like a strap on
You're such
on
a
there.
Pervert.
Maybe
Listen
you could
to
hook
you.
A dildo onto one of those.
Well, you
arms.
Could do one of Christina Hendricks. How's that? And just like fill it with water.
No. That's what a real doll is for.
Okay. So no cuddling, no pillow talk for you.
No. Well, I really don't understand. Why don't you just hug your pillow? What the hell is the point of this thing?
Well, the whole point of the boyfriend pillow was to have the arm around you. It wasn't about just, like, a pillow or anything. It was just the arm. So you can't really do it with a normal pillow, and you can't do it with, like, one of those Japanese body pillows.
Yeah, I'm thinking
That's
Japanese
totally
body
wrong.
Pillow.
That's
where
more
you
for
put a
humping or something.
Yeah.
This isn't for humping at all. It's for sleeping.
Well, I don't know. It's not as innocent as you make it out to be. Yeah, she's pretty hot. She looks like she's getting into it quite a bit there.
She looks comfortable. And
she,
if his arm
look,
down there,
she's turning to the camera with a naughty look, like, I am going to rape
now
this
she's
pillow.
Asleep.
She fell asleep after this sex session.
Such a pervert.
Let's move on. Here's a boring story. Once again.
You were excited about this story.
James Cameron. Apparently, the original script for Avatar was huge. It was this tome, and it was almost like a novel, and it had all this backstory about the main character, Jake Sully, his dead brother, life on Earth, which had become just this dystopian hell. And James Cameron plans, by the end of the year, to have a novelization out as sort of a prequel to the film. And honestly, it sounds a lot better than the story of the movie itself. Because it delves
in. It does sound kind of interesting.
They have this huge list of descriptors as to what's happened to the Earth.
Overpopulation, overdevelopment, nuclear terrorism, environmental warfare tactics, radiation leakage from power plants and waste dumps, toxic waste, air pollution, deforestation, pollution and overfishing of the oceans, global warming, ozone depletion, and they already fix ozone depletion.
Yeah, they
and
do.
Loss of biodiversity through extinction.
Yeah.
Pretty complete list.
Pretty much everything you can imagine going wrong has apparently happened in the world of Avatar. You know, I think if they had had some of that in the movie,
yeah,
it would have made the contrast between his life as a human and then his life with the Na'vi much more interesting, and I would have thought more believable.
And I think it would have made the Na'vi's whole situation of being, like, organic and earthy a little more sincere, too.
That's right.
It seemed a little, like,
Yeah, pretty hokey.
Yeah, hokey,
I mean,
I guess is
when
the word.
In the film, you see the way the people are living. It seems like they got it pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, Jake can't walk, but I think they should have included some of that.
Another Warcraft story. And now when you opened this article, you mentioned some other things about Warcraft, like how it's deteriorated or depleted the porn industry a little bit.
People would rather play WoW than jerk off.
Unless you're a paladin, as they say. And it leads you to your true love.
As in the case of that 40-year-old woman who hooked up with that teenage boy.
But this time, you can add ram your head through a wall to that impressive list. So yeah. Why don't you explain this?
This guy, James Swan, he's a resident of Manatee, Florida.
Manatee, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Well, he was having a raucous, drunken WoW session.
Gotta love the drunken mindset.
And his mother, he's 27 and he lives with his mother, which is a rapidly approaching reality for myself.
Oh my god, that's right.
His mother asks him to quiet down because she's got her three grandchildren trying to sleep.
Think they're his kids?
No, we don't know. It didn't specify if they're his kids or not, but if they are...
What you think it would probably be if they're all living in the same house?
You would think. This guy sounds like a real dirtbag. Anyway, she asks him to quiet down, and he freaks. He grabs her hair, he throws her across a bed, she tries to grab the phone and call 911, he rips the phone out of the wall, puts his head through the hole he just made.
His head or her head?
His head! and then finally he starts choking his mother, and then finally... His mother's father, so his grandfather, shows up with
his mother's father.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, yeah.
His grandfather.
Whoa, these people.
This is a multi-generational household. Shows up, he's got a gun, he kind of misses the guy, but he grazes his ear.
The guy is fine.
His ear is fine. He's got a bandage in the picture.
Yeah, funny picture.
He looks kind of K-fetish in this picture, I would say.
A little.
If you're trying to visualize this
pretty
guy.
Pretty typical.
Think a K-fed young with a bandage around his eyes. Anyways, this guy is pretty much sounds like the biggest dirtbag I could possibly imagine.
Another strike. Against video games and how they can make you violent.
Yeah, I mean...
Way to go,
well, not so much that, but apparently it can lead you to being 27, living with your mother, and...
Oh, okay, well, you know what?
And making her raise...
Video games might not make you violent, but they sure as hell could make you live in your basement of your parents forever.
Yeah.
So. Especially WoW.
I'm not saying that I've met anyone like this.
You just had to visit the forums to see that it's true. They openly admit it.
But maybe some people I'm close with, like, say, me, for example, might be pretty close to this guy, although I don't play WoW. I just want to mention one other thing here is
What's
he's
that?
From Florida.
Right.
And people, I always see, every time there's a Florida story, people start laughing about, oh, there's Florida again.
Why? What are they, like, Louisiana or something? Are they rednecks? What's it bad about Florida?
Apparently there's a lot of just crazy people in Florida.
I would think it's pretty normal.
Well,
like Disney World.
You know what? Florida has...
All these other more rednecks.
Florida's like two states. They've got a couple kind of sane belts, but the whole middle portion is just crazy rednecks.
I see. Yeah, I used to live in Louisiana for a while, so... A different tangent here, but on Dig, there was an article about STDs, and there was, like, a graph of the U.S. states that had the highest STDs. And, like, over 70%, the graph said, of people in, like, Alabama, Louisiana, all those states down there. I don't think Florida was in it.
Okay.
They were over 70%.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. That seems super high, and I don't know...
You know what? This
the
is...
Way they, but this just ties into what we're talking about.
Of the fact that when you have this bullshit about no sex before marriage and making people feel guilty about using condoms.
Oh, that's true.
And all this religious nutbaggery. When that works, people act like idiots. They have unprotected sex. They're uneducated. They don't know what they're doing. And they all end up with STDs. And then you have liberal states where they promote healthy sex lives.
They were pretty low.
And... Like California, and oh, what's this?
Okay, calm
low
down,
STD.
Calm down. You're hiding. You know what
else? You know what else?
What?
California has famously a very large gay community.
Right.
San Francisco and all of that.
Right.
Everybody,
well,
the
no,
real
no.
rednecks
think,
will tell
no,
you
no,
that
no, no, no.
gay people have AIDS. But boom, there's proof against it.
What you meant to say was California has a huge openly gay population.
Yes.
I mean, we can't generalize about the rest of the states. It's not like it's a phenomenon no. that happens in one
Obviously, the rate of people being gay is the same everywhere. But a lot of gay people move to California, especially San Francisco. So in the end, California does have a higher gay population than
other states.
I'm not sure
if that's even true.
Oh, I think that's true. Because, think about it, if you were gay and you lived in a crazy Bible Belt state, wouldn't you move to California?
You could, but you could just, like, not everybody is openly gay and stuff is what I'm saying.
Yeah, so. No, I understand. Anyway, that's totally off topic, and once again, maybe I'm getting a little excited here.
You're pretty excitable tonight.
Let's move on. Here's this is the final news story of the night.
It'll also make your heart rate go up and your blood flow.
Well, the blood is flowing to my penis right now, because this story is about Sir Patrick fucking Stewart, captain of the USS Enterprise. Boom. Sexiest man alive. Well, apparently PBS Frontline is doing this series called Digital Nation, where they get people to talk about their experiences with technology. They got Patrick Stewart on to talk a little bit about his interactions with technology, how it affects his life.
How old is he? Like 50?
60s. He's getting up there. Anyway, he starts out the video saying he's not interested in Twitter. 140 characters, not enough for him. He's kind of a verbose guy.
Well, I think he said he didn't mind it. He just had no interest in it. So,
right.
You know,
he's just not interested because he feels like he has more than 140 characters in him. But, you know what? His co-stars from Star Trek The Next Generation, Will Wheaton, LeVar Burton, and Brent Spiner, they're all on Twitter. And I would love to see Pat Stewart chatting it up with them on Twitter.
Not going to happen, sorry.
No. But anyway, he does say he loves email, he loves the internet.
And he loves his iPhone.
He uses the internet to look up Shakespeare lines when he can't remember them. That's not what I use the internet for, but hey.
Whatever gets you off.
I'm not knighted. anyways, then we get to the meat of the story here. He says he has nothing against video games, but he won't play them himself because he has an addictive personality and he's worried about getting it hooked.
What do you think about that anyway?
I think that's a really silly argument.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I always hear people who, you say, oh, do you play World of Warcraft? And they say, no, I can't play that because I just know I get hooked if I start playing. That's so bogus. That's just an excuse not to play.
No, I have to disagree. As a long-term WoW player myself, I know people.
Oh, it's very, I know you can get addicted.
No, here's the thing. They like the game. They enjoy playing. They want to play. But when they start playing, it's just like every waking moment that they're not doing something that can't be related to WoW is like looking at equipment, playing the game. It's just 24/7, and they just can't, like, moderate themselves to stop doing it.
Right.
So the only way to solve that is just to not play. So I think that's hugely legitimate.
Some people have issues with keeping their interests in check that. They
and
can
like,
get addicted.
Yeah, it's just such an immersive game. It can take up all your time if you let it.
No, I understand. But, I mean, he's not even talking about WoW here.
No.
He's just talking about games in general.
Right.
He says he has a stack of shrink-wrapped games at home, which I gotta assume are all the games he's done voice work in. He must have copies of those, right? I mean, he's not going out buying. He's not going into stores buying games and be like, one day. No. Anyway.
Could be presents.
I thought this was funny because he's talking about getting addicted to games, and there was an episode of Next Generation he was in called The Game where the captain and the whole crew of the Enterprise become addicted to a video game, and I'm thinking maybe he learned his lesson from that. In that, you actually have direct brain stimulation. Every time you, like, get a point or whatever, it, like, stimulates the pleasure centers in your brain, which I can definitely understand getting addicted to. But, you know what, for now, Patrick Stewart, relax, play some games, and
just stay away from the MMOs, dude. It'll be okay.
That's right. You've been in a lot of
good
games.
Although, I'm sure a lot of people are seriously addicted to the point of physical pain to, like, bagel Bejeweled. That's just a little harmless games then.
Don't play Bejeweled. I think a lot of the games he's done voices in have been, like, massive, like offline role-playing games, but that would still be consuming, like, hundreds of hours. So, hey, and Patrick, if you're going to play some of these games, do not play Star Trek games. I'm not aware of any good ones.
He can get addicted to Star Trek Online. Level. There you go. It's so easy to have a bald character in him. Let's move on some stories of the week.
Some non-news, the other updates of the week.
Right.
Starting with Interneter of the Week, Philip DeFranco, Philly D, SXE Phil. Salsi, what's your opinion of this guy?
You know what? I was never really into him. I'm not subscribed to him. But a lot of people at work listen to him. I hear a lot of the things he says. I think he's pretty smart, pretty up on it. Humorous to listen to. I don't know why I'm not subscribed to him, because I might as well be subscribed to him. Sometimes he gets criticized for, like, using the thumbnail of the YouTube videos and having unrelated things and just racking up.
Always has a hot chick in the thumbnail.
It's a legitimate way of suckering people in.
Well, this guy is massively successful. He's huge. He's the SXE Phil account on YouTube. Like, you must have heard of this guy. He's super famous internet celebrity. He's claimed to make $250,000 a year on the internet. And he was voted Wired's Sexiest Geek of 2008.
Like, and it was funny because I saw that one episode he got a HD video cam and he started recording in 720p.
Yeah.
He's like, all of a sudden people are telling me my skin's bad. He's like, guys, it's always been this bad. You just couldn't tell. So that's funny. I think now he would not maybe get that award. Now that he's got an HD camera. Sorry, Phil.
Well, yeah, look, I mean, I'm subscribed, but he bugs me for two reasons.
Why is that? The way
one is he's way too successful, and I'm mega jealous.
Aw, but he updates so regularly.
Yeah, this guy's
he's
a workhorse,
funny,
by the way.
Yeah.
He's got a snappy video.
He always has, like, cute pictures, too. A lot of user feedback, you know?
The guy obviously does a lot of work. I mean, I'm not saying he's coasting by on Locker Big Tits alone. Because he's a guy.
Oh, did you just burn Lisa Nova?
Which maybe some other YouTube celebrities might be.
Oh.
But
if you go to Encyclopedia Dramatica, which is closely linked to Anonymous, of course.
Yeah, that's a kind of a 4chan thing.
And they have a lot of, like, Lisa Nova's only famous because of her massive rat comments. So,
I
don't know.
It's not that massive, is it? It's a decent rat.
It's quite large. I mean, she should be proud of it.
It's a quality big rack, but it's not, like, uniquely huge either.
It's not enough to give her back pain and need a breast reduction.
Right.
I say it's the right big size.
Well, I might disagree slightly.
Anyway,
with you
we're getting way too much into this. And DeFranco really doesn't have to worry about any of this.
Yeah, he's a big internet celebrity.
Well, what's this thing about blaming the victim during Rihanna Christmas?
Okay,
I didn't watch.
This is another
I don't
thing.
Watch all his videos.
Of course, I don't agree with everything he says.
Right.
Usually he makes little snide comments and it's pretty funny.
Right.
But I remember back when the Rihanna Chris Brown thing was going on, he kind of did a little bit of blame the victim with Rihanna, where
really?
You might remember that there was a point where she kind of was saying she wanted to get back together
with
Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah, she got a lot of criticism.
And he was like, you know what I think, if you're the victim of abuse and you want to get back together with the abuser,
it.
You deserve it. And
oh,
I was
that's
like,
really
ooh,
harsh, yeah.
That's not something that I can be down with.
Mm.
So that really rubbed me the wrong way.
That's very good.
But anyways.
For all the jerky things you say, deep down, you're not such a huge jerk.
I'm a mega liberal. It's pretty much what we're hearing in this podcast today. Anyway, Shameful Human of the Week. This is absolutely the best story possibly of all time. It's amazing. I got to make Robert Pattinson Shameful Human of the Week. And
not just for being in Twilight.
Not just for what you'd expect.
Let me start out this thing, and then you can get into the big thing. Lately, like, on Paris Hilton and stuff, there's been a lot of, like, PR photos of Robert Pattinson, and he's usually posing with, like, a sexy girl, or, like, by himself on a yacht, you know, looking hot.
Well, apparently he
wasn't too down with that, so here's the real meat of the story. Tell us what happened.
He did this crazy drunken interview with Details Magazine, and during this massive interview, he unleashed the following. He, quote, really hates vaginas. And he says he's allergic to vagina. Robert Pattinson is allergic to vagina. He had a photo shoot where he had to be between the legs of a hot model.
It was a really nice picture, too.
A good picture of a hot model.
He did look a little seething. I mean, now that I look back at it, I might not be like, that's a sexy look. That's like a hateful, oh my god, why am I between this lady's legs look?
Well, apparently he could only handle that particular photo because he was hungover that day.
How nice would it to have, like, the sort of face where all you need to do is give your hungover face, and you make millions of dollars.
Seriously, man. If I could go to work hungover and make, you know, who knows what they pay him for that
photo. Look at him. He totally looks like my eyes are barely open.
We're looking at this picture of him, like, on a yacht. No, there's a coastline behind him.
Oh, no,
there.
Yeah, maybe just a balcony.
And he just looks like he crawled out of bed after a serious bender.
And put a blazer on.
And God knows how much money he was paid to be in this photo. Like, man, what a knob.
So do you think he's gay?
No, I know he's not gay.
He just doesn't want to have sex?
I think he's,
I mean, vaginal sex?
He doesn't want vaginal sex, but he didn't talk about being gay either in the interview. Actually, he just said that he is, quote, there might be something wrong with my emotional sight. The only emotional connection of relevance is with my dog. My relationship with my dog, it's ridiculous.
Wow. Lucky dog.
He's allergic to vagina. No comment on penis. Has a disgustingly close relationship with his dog.
Do you think he's just a tease?
I think he fucks his dog.
Oh my.
I mean, what do you take away from this?
You know what? I have really no idea. Why would he say that? Like, it seems to me the people that made him famous all have vaginas. So if anything, he should be like, vaginas aren't my favorite thing, but I sure like vaginas.
You know what? This guy's such a jerk. Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. He doesn't actually fuck animals. He probably is straight. And the truth is, he probably just gets so much pussy that...
Oh my god, you're right.
He's so spoiled that he hasn't learned to appreciate, maybe, let's say, cunnilingus. He figures women are just there to pleasure him. He's just being totally selfish. That's what I take away from this.
Oh, what a jerk.
Another related thing. It's total speculation, but...
Jacob just got a Barbie doll made after him.
Right, I don't think that's official, is it? Official product?
I think it might be.
Oh, are you gonna get it?
No.
Star Trek episode of the week. Salsi's
favorite.
This one is Sub Rosa. It's a 7th season Star Trek The Next Generation episode where Dr. Beverly Crusher goes to her grandmother's funeral on this crazy planet that has a human colony in which they're all basically make-believe Scottish people. It's
why
this, like,
would they
fake
even...
Scottish colony. Why wouldn't they just go to Scotland? Why wouldn't they just have
Scotland obviously didn't
an Earth
exist.
Episode? They have an Earth episode. They have Earth episodes. Anyways.
Do they all wear kilts?
No, I don't really remember. Look, she finds her grandmother's candle, like a candle lamp, I think. And it happens to be sort of haunted by this mysterious alien creature that's called an anaphasic life form. And it turns out that this thing has been in her family for generations, and it sort of inhabits the female members of the Crusher line and becomes their sort of imaginary lover, and they and basically what leeches off of them. It's a fucked up episode. You've got
seems like every episode.
You got Beverly Crusher like writhing around in sexual joy from this ghost, basically having his.
And what's the point of the ghost?
Ethereal way with her. Well, it's not actually a ghost. It's an anaphasic life form, but it's sort of a way of having a Star Trek episode that's kind of a ghost story. You see, without it being.
But what is the point of having this thing at all? Like, what does it do?
He's a life form. What do you? He's like the bad guy of the episode.
Oh, okay.
He's a kind of species that basically acts like a ghost.
Oh.
And
seems retarded.
Yeah, it's a pretty awful episode. Anyways, there's one point. There's a scene in a graveyard, of course, because she goes to a funeral, and the gravestones have famous names on them that are references to movies. So, like, one tombstone has McFly on it, which is a reference to Back to the Future. I think that's hilarious. Other updates for the week. Another episode of Neckbeard and Wolfshirt, everybody's favorite webcomic.
Mm-hmm.
Are we gonna act this one out again?
Alright. This time, I shall be Neckbeard.
Alright, so, first panel, they're both speaking.
Time for Nerd Olympics training! Because Nerd Olympics is being held this weekend, by the way.
That's right.
Tetris mastered.
Mario Kart mastered.
Now we must train our bodies for the rigors of competition. Do you have what we need?
24 pizza pops and 6 cans of Red Bull ready to go.
So, as the artist, please explain what's going on here.
So these.
What are you trying to express?
These two nerds are getting ready.
What deep feelings are you emoting?
I'm emoting that nerds do not have healthy diets. That they're skinny by luck alone. Except for when they're fat.
Yeah, one of them's not even skinny.
No, one of them's quite bulbous, actually. And basically, I was trying to explain that this is kind of a reaction comic to my realization that if I wanted to do better at Nerd Olympics, what I should have been doing was physical training, getting a really healthy diet, doing kind of trying to get myself into the best mental and physical condition possible.
Instead, you're like stressing out.
Instead, I'm laying around playing video games all day, thinking that I'm training by actually playing the games. But honestly, if I was more serious about training, I think I would have done more to make myself healthier, not just, you know, practiced. Because I think that's a really important factor in Nerd Olympics.
I don't know. I'd say. Gamers and physical health. Sometimes you just, you know, it doesn't matter what your body's made out of. You're just living on adrenaline.
Yeah, and Red Bull, caffeine.
Adrenaline. So, the other update this week was your video. Special edition of The Dungeon. And you're almost at episode 30, I believe.
I think this was episode 29.
Pretty exciting.
And this was called Nerd Olympics 2010 Preview. Check it out to learn more about Nerd Olympics.
Because basically you were just training more, right?
That's right. It was a discussion about kind of introducing the outside world to Nerd Olympics. And finally, an article from you, Salsi.
Yeah. Final article in the series of games preview.
For Nerd Olympics,
Nerd Olympics. So this time I just covered Mario Kart, Wii, Halo 3, Rock Band 2, and Nerd Trivia.
Do you have any reflections on this article?
Not really. A lot of them are pretty self-explanatory, I guess, except for Nerd Trivia, which I've never experienced before, so
it'll be exciting. Well, it's 3-person random teams. Our quizmaster, Wescomo, compiles a list of questions.
Apparently it's user-generated questions.
He asked for suggestions. I don't know how many
users. Did you submit questions?
I submitted some.
I gotta admit, I didn't have any Nerd Trivia to contribute.
You're a big nerd, though. You could have done WoW things.
Nobody plays WoW. They'd be
yeah,
like,
well, that would have stumped them, though, right?
I guess that's true.
And you would have had an advantage then.
Yeah.
Anyway, Nerd Olympics is this weekend, so look, this podcast's going up Sunday, but I can't promise there being a lot of other updates on Sunday, because I am busy this weekend.
It's pretty much a 12-hour Well, maybe not 12. 8-hour days of hardcore gaming.
No, no, no. It's like 16-hour days.
16-hour
days. Every day that I'm not... Every hour that I'm not sleeping, I am engaged in a vicious competition for supremacy at the Nerd Olympics. So, I'm sorry if you're listening to this and you're thinking, man, this weekend, Shuffling Dead has really sucked. I'm sorry, I'm busy.
So, if you want to learn more about Nerd Olympics and see, like, the list of events we're doing, check out the video that we just talked about, because it lists all the events, all the awards and...
Yeah, how everything works. Yeah. So, check that out.
So, check it out.
Anyway... unless you've got anything else, Sulcy, I think that wraps it up for this week.
You know what? I think that's just about it.
So, once again, this has been Shuffling Deadcast, the ShufflingDead.com podcast. Remember, you can learn more about everything you've heard today by visiting ShufflingDead.com. Also, check us out on Twitter at Twitter.com/ShufflingDead. Follow us on Facebook. You'll have to search up ShufflingDead.com. Or see our videos at youtube.com/marnax, that's M-A-R-N-A-X. Contact Sulcy and I at hosts@shufflingdead.com, that is hosts@shufflingdead.com. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. I think this episode really got you worked up, so I'd be interested to see what other people had to think about some of these
that's
articles.
That's right. Once again...
Someone's got to stick up for child porn with me, and... I mean, not for child porn, against the evils of child pornography.
Well...
And, you know, diss some Mario, because we had some
and
Mario.
And as I said, right now, I am guaranteeing you that if you submit feedback, questions, etc., to us, we will discuss them on this podcast, period.
Period.
So, send it in, folks.
Thanks
for listening. Thank you.